RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's a man who came in from Hawaii. I'll bet you that's an Olin Krutz fan. No question about that.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Where do you want to go? I want to go at 56.
How about that? Prior to the snap, you could hear Kyle Orton ask Olin Krutz. He said, where do you want to go? Oh, he said, I want to go at 56. That was Nick Barnett. It's now second and goal.
Yeah, and the reason that he's asking is it's not so much important on running plays, but when you get into passing plays, protection is established based on who is designated as the middle linebacker. So Nick Barnett is that guy.
I want to go at 56.
So now when they get in that situation on a passing down, they're not giving it away because they're not only asking that on passing down.
Second and goal. Back in the end zone. Clark, wide open. Touchdown. And it's an upset win for the Chicago Bears, big over the Green Bay Packers.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
Molly, he would cook it in the steam room and the sauna, and he had a certain amount of time. He would go back and forth in between, and when it would come out, it literally was like a watermelon. So when I would grab it, it's, you know, thank goodness I had big hands that I could eat. Oh.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Olin Krutz is brought to you by Four Seasons, your trusted local experts for heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electric, and generators. Olin Krutz now joins us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Zach Zaidman is in for Speaks. What's up, O?
Two of my favorite guys on radio, man. This is good. I hope you guys had a Merry Christmas. Try to keep Patrick Manley G-rated, but you never know what you're going to get.
It's true. You got to be careful with that Manley guy, you know. He'll take it there for sure.
OGK, I've got a lot of questions for you. Let's start with this. Before we get to the X's and O's of this game, Lawrence and I were talking about this. Throughout our time, just watching the Bears over the years, every big play that anyone can remember with the Bears is always a big run, a kick return, a pick six, a fumble return, a forced fumble, a sack, an actual kick. But pass plays very rarely are part of the conversation. And to me, that combined with the opponent last weekend was what made it special, right?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Definitely. A good point by you. And I was asked earlier in the week about that, about what win would I compare that win to? And David Hall brought up that, you know, obviously the Arizona Cardinals game, right? And the way we came back and overcame everything that won the game. And I said to him, just exactly what you're saying, Zach, like, yeah, it is. But the difference here is the quarterback made the play, right? The offensive coordinator, who's the head coach, made the call, designed the play. And then we get the background story of how they both went over and it said, okay, like, here's the play I think will work against this team, which is just amazing to hear, right? When you're a Chicago Bear fan, like you're talking about. I mean, the only other one after David Hall talked to me, I could think about was Rex Grossman hitting Rashid Davis in overtime, right, versus the Seattle Seahawks. So that was the only other one other big pass play I could think of, but I'm sure there's other ones. But to watch your quarterback make a throw that universally all the people who throw a football or have thrown a football for a living or coach quarterbacks say that throw was almost impossible. And we see nowadays guys go over the percentages of completing that throw. And you saw Durham Smythe, he got beat on that play by Quay Walker. And we talk about, okay, our quarterback has to be a multiplier. And I always think a good thing to do, and you guys know this, and you guys do a great job of this also, is define these terms we use on the radio, right? Our quarterback, we need him to be a multiplier, make the guys around him better. When Durham Smythe got beat by Quay Walker, Caleb still completed the pass. You know what that is right there? That's a multiplier.
Oh, going back to the DJ Moore play, I think it's really interesting. Me and Clay Harbor got into this conversation yesterday or 2 days ago about tendencies and reading keys, where they've been in 13 personnel six or seven times throughout the game. They show you 13 personnel, and if you're a Packers defender, you're going, oh, I recognize this personnel package. I think I know what they might be doing on this play. I like the fact that Ben has talked about the idea of making different things look the same and same things look different. When it comes to being able to use a formation to trick another team into believing they've got the right coverage, were you impressed by that as a choice for how the Bears set the Packers up on that play?
Definitely. And Lawrence, and not only that, but you come into the game as a second leading rush team in the NFL, right? And everyone's talking about, you got to stop their run, right? You got to stop Mononguy Swift and his really good offensive line. And Coach Dan Rochard and his unit this year has been really, really impressive, right? And a lot of credit to everybody up there. But not only that, but the first three plays of the half, right? I mean, of OT, incompletion, 7-yard run, 11-yard run, right? He, not only did he set it up all game, Lawrence, with the 13 personnel, by that would mean three tight ends, but he also set it up in overtime, right? And now, man, you know, Coach Hafley, who's a great coach, who did a great job on that game, confusing the Bears in a game plan he came up with, just watching the game was awesome. Rewatching the film, I'm sure you guys felt that way when you rewatched the film, right? Coach Hafley did a great job. But at the end of the game, Ben Johnson, with the game tied, went pass, run, 11-yard run. Now let me take my shot here, right? Now let me let my quarterback and DJ Moore run his route. And DJ Moore, man, I mean, what a catch. What a catch he made there for a guy who's heard a lot of things about, you know, a lot of things we heard about him this year. I go all the way back to people were talking about when Ben was talking about the guy, no block, no rock, and everyone said it was DJ. But here's DJ at the end of the year, competing, blocking, and making a game-winning catch.
You mentioned Hafley and the great job he did. Can you explain to us why the Bears had so much difficulty over the first 58 minutes? What was Green Bay doing from a defensive standpoint that maybe the Bears didn't expect?
Yeah, great question. And not they didn't expect. It's just that no one's ever seen them without Micah Parsons, right? No one ever saw them this year where they had to come out and they, you know, their best two pass rushers might be Coop, their two linebackers, Cooper and Quay Walker. And he just did a really nice job of keeping Caleb in the pocket. Anytime Caleb went to boot, we all know by boot and naked, I mean play action, breaking the pocket, gain outside the tackle. The thing we saw Caleb do really well, right? He gets outside the pocket, and you hear all the D coordinators, all the coaches talk about, even this week, that he can attack the field from anywhere, you know, outside the pocket. So he's really dangerous there. So he kept him inside the pocket. I think one time Lucas Van Ness rushed underneath, and all I could imagine was when he got to the sideline, he got his butt ripped for that, right? He went underneath. Caleb got outside, made a nice pass, and we had a big gain on that play. But kept him inside the pocket, and then really, man, you know, they went with 8-man fronts, and they really competed against the Chicago Bears offensive line. They had a couple young D tackles, the Packers did, who really competed through the whole game, kept the run game under wraps, kept switching up zones on Caleb, went to some man, not a lot, but a little bit, a lot of zone blitzes, just a lot of things they did really well that complicated things for the Chicago Bears. And it looked like they had them on their heels for a while, but that's the great thing about this year about the Chicago Bears is we do have a really good play caller who's going to keep competing all the way throughout the game. And then you got Dennis Allen, who, you know, worked his magic in the red zone. The defense didn't look good all game against a backup quarterback and some, you know, backup tight ends and a backup right tackle and backups everywhere there. We're wondering, watching a damn game, what the hell is going on here, right? But then we recover an onside kick and find a way to win the game. And like you guys are talking about, even leading into this week, man, you know, like, it's so exciting as just a football fan to think when I watch the Chicago Bears, yeah, they got Kyle Shanahan, but we got Ben Johnson, man, and they got Robert Saleh, but guess what? We got Dennis Allen, and I can't wait, guys. I really can't wait for this game, and really even more, can't wait to turn the film on after the game and watch the way these coaches compete against each other.
So what's got you excited to see this matchup? What about the X and O battle do you think is relevant and has got you with the pen and the pad ready to write some of this stuff down and work through it?
Zach, you see, Lawrence is a good guy. He knows exactly what I'm ready to watch. I'm ready to watch Ben Johnson's run game and Kyle Shanahan's run game and them design things and turn a wing formation to an I formation on the run, run RPOs, just the different things that these two guys do to build formations, to confuse defenses, to give the O-lines the right angles, the right leverage, the advantage against the defense. They make it easy on their offensive line, man. They're always giving help. They're always running the ball. They're always a step ahead of the defense. It's not always uphill, right? We've seen that enough around here in Chicago on offense where it seems like the whole game is uphill. It seems like the whole game, the defense and the defensive coordinator know exactly we're about to run. These two guys, Kyle Shanahan, I'm sure you guys talked about all week. He's on a heater, man. He's calling plays. He's matching up. Brock Purdy is looking good there in the pocket. Ben Johnson and Caleb getting comfortable together. That run game is rolling. The San Francisco 49ers, you turn their film on. You try to wonder who the hell are these guys on defense, right? I don't know about you guys, man, but I have to Google about 8 or 9 of them. Like, okay, who's this guy? Who's that guy?
Where
did you get that guy from? Where do you know? I actually had to print for the first time. I printed the sheet that, you know, how they were built. Yeah, you're going through their game releases, like how the 49ers roster was built and who these guys are and how they acquired them. That's a job that Robert Saleh is doing over there. So the run game, of course, for me, Lawrence, like, I'm a run game guy. So the way that Ben Johnson and Kyle Shanahan, who obviously has been, you know, Alex Gibbs, if a listener doesn't know that name, old ball coach that coached under Kyle Shanahan's dad, outside zone guru. He's been watching this for years. The way he does run game is very impressive. But also, man, Ben Johnson, Coach Rashard, Bieniemy, they're doing the same thing up there at Halas Hall. So really fun game, man, for football guys this week to sit down in front of the TV, grab your favorite drink, grab your favorite food,
yes,
and get ready for a show.
Olin, we were talking about this earlier, Lawrence and I, about how Drew Dahlman's now a Pro Bowl center. He is having a great year, just one of many on that line, having a terrific year for the Bears. How much has Dahlman taken off of Caleb Williams' plate when it comes to understanding protection schemes? Who's the guy calling out the protection schemes? Does Caleb have to worry about that at all, or is it all on Dahlman?
When you listen to the TV copy, it's both of them, but you can see that they are working well together. He is taking a lot of the run game and the pass game off of Caleb's plate, and I'm sure they have center quarterback meetings, and I'm sure they meet together, and they go over looks, and Ben Johnson and Coach Rochard are talking about how they want the game called, how they want the advantage if a blitz comes, who they want picked up. We saw last week on the blitz, I was still trying to figure out, I actually was listening to the TV copy, I couldn't figure out why that linebacker came so free on the Manungai catch. You remember when he caught, I think it was 34 yards, and then he punished a DB along the sideline. But Caleb, guy came free in his face, he still dealt it to Manungai. Things like that, right? Okay, hey, Dalvin, don't worry about it. If that guy blitzes, he's mine. I got him handled. And they're just communicating and doing a really good job. Dalvin's had a great year. As you guys know, watching him play has been really fun. He competes out there. Him, Joe Tooney, Jonah Jackson, Darnell Wright, Theo Bennett, they had Braxton Jones there, that Ozzie Trapillo, whoever they got playing left tackle, all those guys working together. Joe Tooney, man, I mean, I don't know if I've seen anybody more consistent at offensive line play, the way he blocks, the way he does things. Jonah Jackson, extremely physical, extremely violent, extremely athletic. Same thing for Darnell Wright. Really fun group to watch play football. But as far as Drew Dolman, man, congratulations to him. It's been fun as a former center, watching him play center, watching him compete, watching him do the things that he does. He is a reach block. By reach block, I mean on outside zone, which is guys get paid big money to do. You can reach the nose guard by yourself and get him cut off, get your head across. He's a reach blocking extraordinaire, man. As you guys know, I'm actually down here in Nashville. My son plays center. I tell him constantly, turn this guy's film on. Watch him reach block guys. Watch the footwork he does. Study him. Guy's a good football player. So really enjoy him this year. And really just congratulations to him. I know how much it means to him and his family to make the Pro Bowl. It's an exciting day for these guys. And I just want to leave it at this. Just remember this, guys. If you didn't make Pro Bowl on the first day it was announced, you are not a Pro Bowler.
Well, I feel like Nashawn Wright is a Pro Bowler, even though he was not announced as a Pro Bowler.
You can say that, but then who do you take off the team?
Well, eventually someone's going to...
No, but what Olin's saying is that if you're going to put Nashawn on the team, then you have to take someone off. So who do you think he was more worthy than of the three guys that are ahead of him? Mm-hmm. That's the question.
Well, I mean,
that's always my argument. I understand Nashawn Wright had a great year, man. I mean, listen, the when he popped that fumble out on Josh Jacobs, I was like, this Nashawn Wright guy, man, he is just in the right place. This guy really is. I don't know how else to say it, but he's just a ball player. He's a heady football player, man. He seems to understand what routes the receivers are running. Like, you don't run up there and pull that ball out on that play unless you thought about it right. And he it was like he knew exactly where to touch the ball, so it popped out. So not taking anything away from his year, not saying he didn't have a Pro Bowl type season. All I'm saying is when guys say that to me, right, Darnell Wright deserves it, no doubt. Right, but am I taking Penei Sewell off the Pro Bowl?
Or Trent Williams.
So we got to take Sir Trent Williams, right? So we got to take somebody off the team if you're going to put somebody on. And I don't mind guys saying that. Like, this guy should be on the team. And I think there is an argument for him being on the team, right? Like, I think there is. So if I put him on the team, I probably take the kid at Philadelphia off the team from Iowa, right? That's who I probably put him on the team for the NFC. But if you're going to do that, if we're going to say guys belong on the team, it's a big robbery. That's why the Pro Bowl is a popularity contest and everyone yells about it, but they never tell you who they'd want off. So I just want to say you got to be fair now, and that's why I'm saying if you're not on the team the first day it's announced, you're not a Pro Bowler, because what happens is we get down to like the third or fourth alternate and people are yelling, oh, why is he on the team? Well, he's an alternate.
Luckily, there's no more game anymore, so it's rare that people they don't leave the Pro Bowl now, because there's no actual game to play except tag, and they do like golf stuff.
One time we got to have a committee meeting. I always do this at my the gym when I train the kids. I tell them, okay, we're the committee. Give me a topic, and we run through topics. And you guys, it'd be funny. We ran through the Pro Bowl the other day, Lawrence, and one time we'll go through all of this too. But that's another pet peeve of mine, that everyone complains so much about a Pro Bowl game that it got canceled. Like, let the players go out there and have just some fun one day. I mean, the money you make off, the other games, the 300 football games you enjoy a year are quite enough, I imagine.
No, there's no doubt. I'm just saying that if you're looking for someone to fall off these teams, they're not going to do that because they don't have to play.
No.
They're just going to have a good time.
I'm more curious.
Which kills a lot of guys' Pro Bowl status.
It's true.
Were you very vocal in letting your teammates at Hallis Hall know if they were alternate Pro Bowlers, that they weren't real quote-unquote Pro Bowlers?
Zach, you were in the locker room. Hey, I tell you what, though, in 2007, when I didn't make it, it came right back to me because I was an alternate. And they're like, all right, Olin, man, but if you go, you're not a Pro Bowler. And I was like, man, I should have kept my mouth shut.
No doubt about that. To go back to this X and O matchup, but with San Francisco and their offense and what they do, George Kittle was a little hobbled after the game on Sunday. He's so good, and he's so well-rounded as a tight end. If he's healthy enough to go, how do you expect San Francisco will deploy him, and what do you hope the Bears do to try to stop him?
Yeah, you know, him and Christian McCaffrey are just two weapons that Kyle Shanahan does a really nice job making it very hard for the defense to stop this 49ers offense right now. They'll deploy him the same way they always deploy him, on the move, right, helping on blocks. I saw one play today where he motioned, double-teamed the D-tackle, worked his way up to the linebacker, and Christian McCaffrey came right through that hole, man. He does such a nice job on the move and figuring out who to block and who to help, and that is so hard to do. It's so hard to find a guy who can do that, and really the 49ers have two of them in him and Juszczyk. So I expect them to use him a lot in the run game, obviously, Lawrence. And look, man, the Chicago Bears, the DNs really struggled last week in run stopping and getting their pads low and stopping that Packers run game. Besides Montez Sweat, always does a nice job, obviously, with his size and his length and his strength. He does a good job, but the other guys who are coming in there, they really got to work on getting their pad low, and that's why I'm always a little wondering why Jonathan Ford is not suited up and they haven't tried Javon Dexter out there at DN on first and second down. But, you know, it's going to be a big matchup this week, Lawrence. You know, Austin Booker is going to have to do a better job against the run, and so is Dominic Robinson. And he would be a tough matchup for those guys. And then obviously you know what they do in the pass game with play action and having him attack the middle of the field and matching him up on linebackers and find a way to get him open with different route concepts and just using the run game. And then, you know, Purdy does a really nice job in the pocket and reading the defense and finding a way to get him the ball. He's a matchup nightmare. I mean, anybody who watches him play, hopefully we got a guy in Colson Loveland who's becoming the same kind of football player for Ben Johnson.
Yeah, I just found it crazy watching that game against Indy. The Colts couldn't touch Purdy. If you can't if you can't touch him, forget about trying to sack him. If you can't get in his way, he will shred you apart because he's so good with his post-snap reads, which gets me back to the Bears offense and your specialty. Because to me, you have to be able to control time of possession to keep that 49ers offense off the field. Because the Niners defensively, like you mentioned it, you have to Google those guys. How are they winning with that defense? All the good players are out.
Effort, man. They're playing so hard and they're doing the things that their coaches are asking them to do. And really, really just the sum of their parts are better than their one defense. If Fred Warner's out, Bosa's out. I mean, you lose two guys like that. Just go look at what they're paying them a year, right? Like that's a big loss for the San Francisco 49ers defense. And like you're talking about, Zach, if you want to go out there and you want to pull off what a lot of people would consider an upset, you know, the Chicago Bears are a good football team this year. If you want to go out there to San Francisco and pull off this upset, then running the ball seems like the way to do it, and shortening this game and getting on that plane as early as you can and going on 13, 14 play drives, cutting this game in half, keeping the ball out of Brock Purdy and this offense's hands and just slowly getting on the field. But then when you get down there, obviously we got to score touchdowns, right? Put the ball in the end zone. Don't give the ball up at all, which we've done a really nice job of this year, not turning the ball over. Now, we did see McKenzie drop one last week, but that's kind of year the Chicago Bears are having, right? They're having that kind of year. So go down there, like you're saying, game plan, man. Let your offensive line overwhelm overwhelm the San Francisco 49ers defense and the guys that they don't have. Now, we were saying the same thing last week about the Packers defensive line. They lost Devontae Wyatt and they lost Michael Parsons and they lost all these guys and let's wear on them and run the ball. And that didn't work out. But the great thing is the Chicago Bears found a way to win that game and then they can learn. They can turn the film on and they tell us they're truth tellers, right? That's what they tell us all the time. That we are truth tellers over here at Halas Hall. Well, then if they went over that film, they had a lot to correct and they had a lot of things to talk about to get down there to San Francisco and try to find yourself in this number one seed race.
Oh, as always, man, we appreciate it. Have fun down in Music City this week as the Illini get ready to take on the Vols. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for breaking it all down for us.
Appreciate it, guys. Enjoy it.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.